very happy Baruch Hashem. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dr. Dreisiger's daughter is much better. She should continue her food shleimah. Bezat Hashem. Sorry, Yehuda's Bas Miriam. Bezat Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Okay, let's begin. Okay, we're up to number... you're up to number 9. We're up to number 10. Yeah, we did 9. I just want to make two horrors. In number 2, when I said, what's a shita Rabbi Eliezer, the Gavadiris Keva? What did Rabbi Eliezer say, guys? On Vavum and Beis. Zion and Beis. If you make it like a shub, what did he say? If it's like a tsrif, a teepee, or like it's leaning against a wall. But I didn't say why. Why does the Gemara say it's bad? Because there's no gag. There's no gag. Okay? So the fact there's no gag shows it's not keva. Something that's keva has a roof, and that's very true. Okay? Commercial buildings have flat roofs, homes have, residential have, you know, triangular roofs, okay? That's why usually commercial buildings, you have to, you know, usually if you know about real estate, you always got to make a new roof every 15, 20 years. But home roofs are triangular, so you don't have that. So the notion of not having a gag is symbolic of not being keva, okay? That's one. That's the first horror. And the other horror I wanted to mention was I did not say to you why the Acherim say that if it's like a dove coat, why is it bad? What does the Gemara say? Because it has no corners. Lafishein lasvayos. That was the Acherim. That's in number 3. So I didn't mention that yesterday in Shir, the Svar. But that's in the Gemara because it has no zvayos. It has to have what? It has to have corners. So it's an interesting thing. A roof and corners are symbolic that something's keva. According to those sheet is in the Tanaim. Okay, let's go. We're up to number what? We're up to number 10. The Kasha we worked on, I stressed you guys, I want you to know everything, do the best you can, but one of the things I stressed was this Kasha. The Rishonim are bothered by, and the Gedol Achronim, that if a Sukkah is a Gzula, is Psula, so why do you need a Pusik to tell me a Sukkah Gzula is Psula? Learn out from the famous Klal Mitzvah Bob Aveir. So we have 4 Terutzim in the Rishonim, now we embark upon 7 Terutzim in the Gedol Achronim, Bezrat Hashem. Let's begin. Okay, what was the teretz of the Sfas Emes? He actually gave 2 teretz, and let's go with the first one. He said an amazing teretz, and it runs like this. He basically said, based on the Tumim, what happens if you have Sufik Gezel? Let's say I have something in my possession, a Sufik Gezel. It's mutter for me. Let's say the Nigzal claims it's Bari, that it's his, and the Muchzak says, I'm not sure if it's yours. What's the din? Right? I have a piece of wood. Yosef says, Rebbe, that's mine. I said, I'm not sure it's mine. Do I have to give it back to him? No. Motzim mechaber all right. Sofik Gezel's mutter. But therefore, it's not a mitzvah of Baveira. But what does Sukkah Gzula tell me? Sukkah Gzula tells me Sofik Dreis Lechumra, and I would not be able to use this wood as a Sukkah. Please get that down. Al Tzchosh and Mishput, I would be able to. Wait. Comes the Gzeres HaKosim and tells me, no, that I'm not allowed to use it. Normally with mitzvah of Baveira, it wouldn't be a problem. Because it's not Sofik Aveira. So Sofik Gezel I can keep. So Adam, I would be able to keep it. But comes the pasuk and says, I have to know with 100% certitude, Donnie, that it's my schach. If I don't know it's my schach, I'm not good. It's not good, so v'dir ha'is l'chum. That's the answer that's given by the Sfas Emes, based on that din in the tomb in Simen Chafei. That answer is number 10.
So can someone just go to anybody and say, oh, I think that schach is mine, that makes it puzzle?
No, it's got to be a legitimate Suffolk. You got to be talking about a legitimate Suffolk. If the guy's legitimate, then fine. If they know the guy's a Russian, then probably not. But if the guy's a what? If the guy's a legitimate guy, then a Hanami. Okay, the answer's number 10. Number 11. What's the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh? Please get it. No, we're going to get to it, Bishop. Okay. What's the teretz of the Bizarre Hashem? What's the teretz of the number 11? What's the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh? So the teretz of the Shagas Aryeh runs as follows. Shagasariya said this, no, Yehuda said this, that's correct. The teretz is like this. The nafkamin is, if you steal from a goy, God forbid, there's no mitzvah to return the property of a stolen property of goy. It's usher to steal. We say that gazalakim is usher, but there's no mitzvah hashava to return it to a goy. Therefore, mitzad mitzvah ba'aveira, there is no psul, because I have no chiv to return it. However, it comes to posi and says, sukkah gzul is posel, and therefore it would be posel. So in a situation, if you just use mitzvah b'aveira, it wouldn't be what? It wouldn't possible it, because the bottom line, it was also to steal it, but there's no mitzvah for me to return it. So I would think from the perspective, mitzvah b'aveira, it's not a problem. Comes the pasuk and tells me it's a problem. Sukkah gzula. That's the answer to the Shagasari. That's number 11. Number 12. What's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch? The teretz of the Minchas Chinuch is as follows. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there's a notion of Gavra and Chefsa. And he says like this, okay? This is the Teretz Lamaisa, okay? This is what he wants to tie in. The Teretz of the Minchas Chinuch is that mitzvah baba averi, you don't fulfill the mitzvah as a Gavra. But it's not considered eating outside the sukkah. It's not a psul in the Chefsa. Therefore, it comes the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Taslacha says, and this sukkah is a psula, it's a sukkah gzula, it's like sitting outside the sukkah. So therefore, halacha lamaisa, mitzvah baba averi only takes a problem in the Gavra. Comes the pasuk, it tells me it's a psul in the Chefsa. So it's like you ate outside the sukkah. Very good. That's 12. 13. What's the teretz of the Sfasemis? Second teretz of the Sfasemis. Second teretz of the Sfasemis is very interesting. What happens if Lamala from the Schuch, Schach HaGazel, there's your own Schach? Because you have two layers. The bottom layer is stolen Schach, and the top layer is your own Schach. So what's the din? Mitzad mitzvah baba veira. It's not possible because why? I have Schach that's kosher. However, therefore it's not a mitzvah baba veira. Ava mitam, that it's yours. Sof kol sof, I'm sitting under what? Stolen schach. And therefore, we only allow schach to be machsher if rov schach is from kosher. And we mix it together. But since separately they're what? Here you are, Adam. Since separately they're what? And you sign in when you want to have the oral bechina tomorrow. Okay? Right here, you can sign in after shir. So we see that the din is that if it's mitzad what? If it's mitzad schach gozled, it's on the top layer. Mitzad mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. Actually, the schach posel, schach gozled on the bottom layer. Schach kosher is on the top. Mitzad mitzvah baba vera, I'm not doing anything wrong because I am sitting under schach that's kosher. However, mitam posel, it's a problem, halacha lemaisa. Mitam posel, therefore, unless you mix them together, it's going to be a problem. Okay. That's 13, 14. What's the teretz of the Zichron Yonason? Says the Zichron Yonason, beautiful pshat. What's the taina? I'll pee the taisvis. Let's get it. He says, taisvis says, and daflana mitzvah baba vera is only when the what? When the Avera enables you to do the mitzvah. So what happens if you have three walls? And the fourth wall you have a lechi. But one of the three walls is stolen. So mitzad mitzvah baba Avera, it's kosher anyway. Because why? Without that stolen wall, it still would be good. Because migu what? Migu that is a dolphin for Shab is a dolphin for what? A sukkah. So it comes out without the Avera, I fulfill the mitzvah. Aval mitam lachem, sof kol sof, the third wall is what? Is stolen. It's a sukkah gzula, it's sukkah psula. And I don't say dalas, a dolphin shlish. I don't say I remove the third wall. And say migu that it's good on Shabbos, migu that it's good on what? Good on sukkahs. Only lamaisa where what? Where I need that. If the migus have a dolphin, I only say makom that the lechi is nitzuch here. But mashenken, in this case we have three walls. Imken lin in Shabbos, you don't need the lechi. So therefore we don't say the migu. Therefore it's what? It's chumra is going to what? It's chumra is going to be its psul. So let's get that down. Lamaisa. Again, the Zichron Yonason said a very sharp word. What was the sharp word? He said like this. He said that mitzvah baba aveira would be what? If you have three walls, and you have a fourth wall, you have a lechis. So one of the walls is stolen. Okay? So mitzvah, mitzvah baba aveira, I'm not worried about it, because why? I say that two in a lechis is good on Shabbos, so it's good on Sukkos. So that's no problem. But if I say based on the pasuk lachem, sof kol sof alach lamaisa, I don't remove the what? I don't remove the third wall and go through the migu. I don't do that. I only do that when I need the lechi, halacha lamaisa. Mashenkin, here there are three walls, and three walls linen Shabbos is fine. A stolen wall, agabe Shabbos, bini, is an enclosure. So therefore, halacha lamaisa, if I have three walls, agabe Shabbos, I don't need the lechi. So I don't say the migu. So I get stuck with being puzzled on sukkahs. So that's the answer to the Zichron Yonis, a very, very sharp answer. Okay? Please get that. Okay, one more time. You want me to say it over? I'm going to say it over one more time, the Zichron Yonis. He says an amazing chiddush. He says, if you have three walls and a lechi, and one of the three walls are stolen, so he says, you know what? Mitzad mitzvah baba vera, I don't need that wall. So I have two and a lechi. Two and a lechi is good on Shabbos, it's good on Sukkos, based on the migu. No problem. That's fine if you have mitzvah baba vera. But if you say it's based on lechem, you don't have the ability to say, I don't want the what. You have to sign in the time too for tomorrow. You don't have the ability to say that. There's no ability to say, oh, I don't want that one. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, three is good. And a stolen wall makes a physical enclosure, so it's fine. So I can't say, oh, I removed the one, I say migu two and a lechi, it's good on sukkah. No, three's already good, I don't need to come out of the migu. So therefore on Shabbos it would be good, but sukkah would be bad. Matthew, you got this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Number one, that's number 14, 15. What's the second teretz of the Zichron Yonason? Second teretz of the Zichron Yonason runs like this. He says like this. He says an unbelievable nafkamina. He says, what happens if you have two tfakim schach puzzle? And you have two other tefachim of schach guzzle. So what's the din? So sukkah, schach, puzzle with four tefachim in the middle. But Avir is possible only with three tefachim. So what's the din halacha l'maisa? So you have schach possible less than four, and you have space that's less than three tefachim. It's not mitzarf to the psul. Those are the rules in the case. So mitzad mitzvah baba avera, what would you have? This sukkah would be kosher. Because it's not shayach kan mitzvah baba avera. Because the mitzvah is not being done through the avera. Because if you don't have the stolen one, the sukkah is kosher. Because you have two tefachim of schach possible and two tefachim of avir. So that's fine. But once you say it's lachem, and schach gozel is like what a psul be'etzim, it's not like you ignore it and say there's ir. They're mitzarf together and it's a problem. So you have what? Two tefachim of schach posel made of metal, two tefachim of stolen, that's four, it's posel. So mitzad mitzvah baver, you could ignore them and treat it like it's over. Not if you say lachem, it's a psul be'etzim. So therefore that's four, that's what lachem brings to the table. Fine. That's the second answer, that's 15. Please get this. Don, are you getting this down? You got to know this. 16. If I ask you, give me the 11th roots from the discussion. You got to know it. 16. What's the teretz? I want you thinking about after shir today. The 11th roots. Let's go. 16. What's the teretz of the Gur Aryeh Yehud? I still didn't get a chance to look up whether that was Rav Nachum Zemitz. That's how. Remember we told the story about him? The great Gom. Says the answer of the Gur Aryeh Yehud. Please get it. Amazing nafkimina. What does he say? He says, what happens if the sukkah is made of stolen walls? So what does the Minchas Chinuch discusses whether it's good on Shabbos, Migu, that it's good on Dofen, on Shabbos, good on Sukkah. So you know what the Gur Aryeh Yehuda says? It's not Shaykh the Migu. The Shaykh the Migu is only when it's a psul in the Chisaron of the Shir of the Dofen. But when it's a psul be'ofen, be'etzim, he says, if it was just mitzvah b'achmas aveira, then the Migu would work, because it's not a psul be'etzim. Once you say lachem, it becomes a psul be'etzim, and it's not Shaykh to say the Migu. So therefore, you're finished. If you have walls made of stolen, if you have a sukkah made of stolen walls, you're done. And therefore, comes Lachem and says it's a problem. If it was just mitzvah baba avera bini, I would say it's good. Why would I say it's good? Because why? It's not a psul be'etzim. It's not a psul be'etzim, halacha l'maisa. So if it's only a psul l'maisa in the chisaron in the shir, then it's fine. But when it's a psul be'etzim lachem, I can no longer say to migu. Okay. So there it is. Four teretz from yesterday from the Rishonim, seven from the Gedol Achronim. Okay. Someone asks you, what do you need this klal for? Of Chag HaSukkos Tasla, Tepel HaMitzvah Baveri, you know, I have 11 terutzim for you. Okay? This is the Terak Daisha. We're coming towards, you're coming towards finals. The Iker finals tomorrow. The Iker, Iker is the Torah. Okay? The Iker is the Torah. Rev it up, Donnie. Let's go. Okay? Number 17. How is it Shach the Psul of Sukkah Zula? Please get this. Give the three Chiluke Dinim Sharif. We say, everyone pilpul, Sukkah Zula, Sukkah Zula. What's the case, guys? What is the case? We have to know everything clear. There's a big problem with this. Because sukkah, gzula, lechur is a problem because you can't steal karka. Karka ain't an exelus. You cannot steal karka. You push a guy out of his sukkah, but lamaisa, there's no kinyanim on karka if you steal it. Remember we introduced kinyan exela? Kinyan exela is unilateral. Normally in halacha, kinyanim are bilateral. You need das makna, das kona, and a maisa kinyan. You need the willingness of the buyer, willingness of the seller, and you need a maisa kinyan to connote the transfer of ownership. The Torah is mechadish by gzeila and gneiva. There's a one-sided unilateral kinyanim. That if a guy steals, it can be kona something. For example, with Yeush and Shina Rishus by the third guy. In other words, I stole something from Meir, then Yosef took it over, so therefore the kinyan is chal by Yosef. Because Shina Rishus is always by the third guy. There can be also Yeush and Shinui Maisa, that can be by me, even the Gazlan, it can be Yeush and Shinui Maisa, Shinui Shein. That could also be by the Ganif. So that's a very important halacha. But we got to know what the case is. You can have all this pilpul levitation. So what is the case? So the Ritva said very beautifully, he said there's three levels. Three chiluke dinim. That's the way Imamish wrote it. And the Ritva writes like this. If you go into someone's backyard and push him out of his sukkah, what is the din halacha l'maisa? The din in that is that it's kosher. You're a horrible guy. Don't get me wrong. You're going to have to clap Al-Khay for acting like a Russian. But the bottom line is, if you sit in that guy's sukkah, in his land, karkan and exelis, it's like a borrowed sukkah, and it's considered to be kosher. Halacha l'maisa. That's one case. That's not the case of sukkah gzulu. But you got to know it. Then there's a second din, Adam. The second din is, I steal wood from Yosef, and I use it for schach. What's the din in that case? That case is psula midyaraisa. Psula midyaraisa. However, the Rabbanan said it was kosher. Why? Based on Takonas Hashavim, Hefker based on Hefker, and I'm only chayev to what? I'm only chayev to pay back the money. Mr. Bruce says, I don't pay back the money, I'm not Yotzei. So again, I stole the wood from Yosef, I made tzchach out of it. Yes? Beautiful slats he had. So the din is that really I shouldn't be yotze at all. However, the chachamim made a takana. If I build a mansion with the wood that I stole, am I going to have to? I'm going to have to take down the mansion.
No.
No one's going to want to do tshuva. It's going to discourage doing tshuva. So the Chum said it's mine, but I got to give back the value of what the wood. That's exactly what I do here. Mr. Bruce says if I pay Yosef the money, I'm yotze min ha'Torah. So the first case, I'm yotze min ha'Torah. The second case, I'm also yotze min rabbanan through Efker Bez Nefer. So what is the case of Sukkazula? Says the Ritva, the third level. What is the case? Says the Ritva. Halacha l'maisa, a sukkah is made on what? Sukkah is made on top of a boat, Barosh HaGala, that you stole. That's a sukkah gzula, even midrabanan, and that's what the sukkah is talking about. So that's not on land. It's either on top of a boat, or it's on top of a wagon, and that's considered to be halacha l'maisa, not a problem at all in such a case. I mean, it is the classical case of sukkah gzula, and it's possible even midrabanan. So therefore, that's what our sugi is talking about. And we added on, I just want you to get this. The Ritva talks about what happens if I steal wood and I chop the wood into what? Into schach. What's the story by that case? What do you say about that case? That's a shinui I did.
Didn't we say
Delaraisa is kosher? That's a shinui, but I still have to pay the money, correct?
Yeah.
I still have to pay the money, so... The question is, and let's just note that.
It's just not considered borrowed.
The lashon of the Ritva is, I actually stole it. So I actually stole it, halacha l'maisa. I stole the lashon of the Ritva is. Okay, let's see what he says. The Ritva says, adds on this one din. He says, if I steal the wood, and I do a shinui with it, im gozel etzim asim sukkah, and I don't want to pay, I'm not going to be yotze. Okay? So l'maisa, if I steal the wood and sichaban, so the pshat is, halacha l'maisa, is that if I do a shinui on it, it might be mine, but I still got to pay. And there was one other collector's item I wanted you to get, the Ritz Gaius, that if I steal the wood and make a sukkah, it's only possible l'chachilu. But b'dyevet is ksheira because of what? Takanas ha'shavim, which is a tremendous chiddush. Meaning that the pasuk tells me that it's kosher l'chachilu, but b'dyevet, it's only possible l'chachilu because it's kosher b'dyevet. That's what the Ritz Gaius is amazing shita. We thought, we paskin not that way, that if you don't pay the money back, you're not yotze. So please get that 17, you got to know that chlor. Yeah, the last nakuda is that, again, normally we say that if you do a shinui on it, it's mine. Okay, I have to pay for it, though. If I don't pay for it, I'm not yotze bini. Ritz Gaius says no. Ritz Gaius says if I steal wood and I make sukkah, I'm not yotze l'chachilu b'dyevet, it's kosher. Even mashm, even if I don't pay it back, which is a big chiddush. We paskin it's going to be a problem. Okay, that answer 17. 18. Let's go. We turn now to Chesem and Beis, guys. Chesem and Beis, Amram Levi, Meshur and Meir. What does it say, Amram Levi, Meshur and Meir? We have two potters. We have the inner potter sukkah and the outer potter sukkah. Okay? Not Harry Potter, right? Lahav the love of dolls, but this is the potter of the Yotzer. Okay? That's the real one, okay? All right, you guys know, you guys read Potter? I didn't read Potter. Abram's the only one who read Potter? Come on, let's be honest, guys.
First book.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, what's the reason?
Okay,
you have to be that honest. You always got to be honest, Matthew. You always got to be honest. You're right. You always got to be honest. Correct. The emes is the signature of HaKadosh Baruch. Yes. Okay, what's the reason why the inner potter is not a sukkah? Let's get it. The reason why it's not, says the Gemara, very interesting, is that a sukkah because it's too permanent. These guys sell their wares on the highway, so they sleep there 3 days a week. So the inner one's where they sleep, the outer one's where they put their wares, the pots and pans to sell them, the guys driving by. So the inner one is what is too kavua, therefore what? Halacha l'maisa, the panemius is what? The panemius is not considered to be a sukkah. And we isolate it even further. Rashi says, because not hikarba. It has to be nikar that you live there just for sukkahs, and therefore it's not nikar that it's a sukkah because you live there the whole year. Every 3 days a week the guys live there. But the Ran said something else. What did the Ran say? The Ran said, please get it. The Ran said, no, it was made ledira, not letzel. And therefore, it's tasev l'mnosi ledira l'otzer. It's already tasev l'mnosi. It's made ledira l'otzer. And it's got to be made l'shem tzel. And this is a chisaron of l'shem tzel. So please get it down. Rashi says it's not nikker ba. Rashi says, Allah l'mnosi, it's not nikker that it's a sukkah because you live it the whole year. Which we said that what was a mashma, that was a dindar abanan. That's what the Bach was mashma, and the Ran said it's a psul d'oraisa of tassel and rossi that's made l'diru l'otzer, and the Bach presents that it's a machloikis. The Magen Avraham says no machloikis between Rashi and the Ran. There's no reason why the Bach had to make it a machloikis. Because that answers number 18. Yes, real quick, Matthew.
Would the Ron hold that if you're Mechadish Badavar, it'd be kosher?
Would the Ron hold if you're Mechadish Badavar, would it be good? Maybe. Maybe it would be good, Lamaisa. Yes. If you made it, if you Mechadish Badavar, Poshim Shad, it would be good. Yes. Okay, that's 18. 19, let's go. Why does the Rama Mashmit, what's Mashmit mean? Why does he leave out the din of Sukkos Yotzer? You look at all the Rambam, he doesn't have it at all. The Shulchan Aruch has it, but not the Rambam. So we said the following, please get it. The Aruch Lanier said the following Kiddush, beautiful Hesber. He said the Rambam learned like Rashi that Sukkos Yotzer is a problem, there's no Hecker. The problem is, what's the difference between Sukkos Yotzer, which is Psula, between Rak Bash? There's also no Hecker. That people live there the whole year by Rak Bash. What is the difference between Rak Bash? And what's Sukkos HaYotzer? The one before the two dots is Sukkos HaYotzer. After the two dots is Rakbash. What on earth is the difference? Why by one is it puzzle? And Rakbash, you say it's okay. What's the difference? So we said the following. L'chura l'maisa, Yotzer is, what should be the difference? So the Aruch Lanier said the following. That Reb Meir passels Yotzer. And he also passels Rakbash and Ganbach. Wow. So before the two dots is quarter of Meir, Sukkos HaYotzer, he would passel Taka, Rakbash, and Ganbach. But the Rambam learns like Rashi, and he passels like after the two dots, not like Reb Meir. So therefore, therefore what? Rakbash and Ganbach are good, and also what else is good? Ephraim. Come on, let's get in the Gemara. We're up to what? You got it there? According to the Rambam, it comes out beautifully. He passes like the prices after the two dots. That Rakbash, Ganbach is okay against Reb Meir, and therefore the Rambam would kasher even what? Sukkos Pnimius of the Yotzrim. He would kasher that all. That's why the Ram doesn't quote it. Because he holds it's fine. Sukkos Yotzrim is fine. Because Lamaisa, after the two dots, before the two dots, are against one another. Halacha Lamaisa. The ones who makshar Gan Macharag is going to makshar Sukkos Yotzrim. And that's who the Ram and Paskin's like. Okay. However, the Riff and the Rush, they paskel Sukkos Yotzrim, including the Shulchan Aruch, because they hold like the Ran. What's the Ran's Svara? That you're living there the whole year, Tassalim and Asui, it's Ladir and Otsar, and therefore there's no kasha from Sukkos, Ganbach, and Rakbash. Why? Because Ganbach and Rakbash are not made L'shem Dira, they're just made L'tzel. So there clearly is a difference, according to the Rosh and Iran, between before the two dots and after the two dots. According to Rashi and Aram, no, it's the same thing. So you have to decide who you're paskin like. According to the Iran and Rosh, there's a clear distinction between the two, and therefore what? I can passel Sukkos HaYotzrim, based on the fact of the Iran that it's Tassalim and Asui, L'Otsar, Ladira, whereas after the two dots, Ganbach and Rakbash is made L'tzel, it's fine. Fine, very good. That answers number what? 19. Let's go. 20. Number 20. Al Ezek Sukkah Amra HaGemara Shena Kavua. Okay, no. The Gemara said, no, before the two dots. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara said the Chitzona should be what? What did the Gemara ask? The Chitzona should be Chayv in a Mezuzah. Yes? You remember that, Kasha? Before the two dots, before we get to Ganbach and Rakbash, what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked a very strong kasha. It said, well, I don't understand this, the Gemara says. Why is it that what? The Chitzonik should be like a Beishar to the Pnimius, and it should be Chayiv in a Mezuzah. Why did it say in the Brisa that the Chitzonius is what? It's part of a Mezuzah. It's ridiculous. Let it be like a Beishar. That was the Gemara's kasha. Remember that? So what was the Gemara's answer? Mishum Delo Kaviya. Get it down, Ariel, please. Please, let's get the note. You got it? Get it down in your notebook. What is the Gemara mean when it says Shimon Lo Kaviyah? Comes along Rov Rishonim say Lo Kaviyah is going on what? What do I say Rov Rishonim? Rashi, the Ran, the Revav, the Raivit, the Michtam, Rim, Lunu, Revivon. You know what they all answer? It's talking about the Sukkah Pnimius. Since the Sukkah Pnimius is not Kavua, therefore it cannot be a Beishar that serves it. You got it? Fry it. Because the inner one is what? It's not Kavua, it cannot have a Beishar. That's how Rov Rishonim learned. However, because the Pnimius L'maisa, you don't Ochel B'Kviyas B'Chol Hashanah. Sometimes only two, three days a week you're there. Many times you go home L'maisa, you're Ochel B'Beishar, which is not the Sukkah. Therefore, it's not really to have a Beishar. However, what was the other shot we had? Remember the Yesh Shapirshu? The Ra'ah and the Rambam. The Miri quotes Yesh Shapirshu. Please get it. What is the Ra'ah and the Rambam right? Perek Vav, Mezuzah, Allah Chadez, Kezeh Nishnah. What is it referring to when it says B'Shalom L'Kviyah? It's referring to the Chitzonah. Since it's not Kavua, it can't be a Beishar. So there's another way to learn it, Benny, that when it says ain't Kavua, it's referring to the outer one. Since it's not an outer one, it's a Beishar has to be some Kviyas to it. If it's totally temporary, it cannot serve as a Beishar, cannot be a Beishar. So Rav Rishonim saying no Kviyas is going on the inner one. Therefore, since the inner one, Ephraim, is not Kavua, it cannot have a Beishar serving it. The Rambam has, according to the Ketzet Mishnah, oh, the Miri, Shem, the Eshma Fortune, say that since the outer one is not Kavua, it cannot be a Beishar. Okay. That answers 20. 21. Give the Tupshatim. You with me? Matthew. Give Tupshatim. Let's get it. Please get it down. Jacob, please. Let's get this all down. Everyone's important. I'm asking anything from here. Give the Tupshatim the Hushasal itself. Ganbach and Rakbash. Here you are, David. Ganbach, Rakbash. Here, Ganbach and Rakbash. And you sign in the time you want to do tomorrow. Ganbach, Rakbash is only kosher if it's made Letzel. What does made Letzel mean? So Rashi says it's the schach is put yafe. Misuchach is yafe. And it's done Letzel, not for tznius balma. It's not just because you want to be alone and no one can see you. It's made dafka Letzel. So Rashi says it's made Letzel, not Letznius. That's a Rashi. We'll get to it. That's Rashi. What's the Ron? What does the Ron say? The Ron says it's not made what? The Ron says not made ledir leotzar. It's made letzel. Letzel means made for the shadow, not made ledir leotzar. That answers number 21. 22. Give three other pshatim. What it means. What does the Ra'a say? The Ra'a says an amazing pshat. It's against Beishama and Daftesim and Aleph. Beishama says you don't need Lishma. Right? Remember Beishama said you have to make it Lishma? We don't need Lishma. It's to exclude Peshitas Beishamai, the Ra'a said. We didn't get to it yet, okay? That's the Ra'a. What's the Rambam?
Wait, so what did the
Ra'a say? Vahusha Yasu Letzel Lafuke Beishamai. That it doesn't have to be made Lishma. That's to be made Lishem Tzel. Right? To exclude Beishamai Shidu requires Lishma. That's the Ra'a. What did Rambam say in Hey Alokhates? Has to be made Biadayim. Cannot go up by itself. Lo Shasu Me'aleha. And then lastly, what Matthew said from the Rabbeinu Tam, please get it, that a two yilat cell, and it can't be thick enough that rain can't get in. The Rabbeinu Tam's lishish toso, we learned that, toysam bezam and aleph, that if rain cannot get in the sukkah, it's psula, and this fits beautifully in with the Taz, because the Taz said that was a psula only derabonon. Remember that?
Yeah.
However, sukkah's ganmach or rakbash, which is made so thick, that would talk to be pasul mina teira, halacha lamaisa. Rambam said it has to be made by a dayim. Ushasul, it has to be made with your own hands. Can't be made me'elah. Has to be made with your own hands. That's what he wanted to tighten it. Okay? When it says letzel, it means you have to make it with your own hands, not that it's made me'elah. Interesting Rambam. Okay? That's what the tzitz of the Pashup Shot in the Sugya is. Okay? So again, the fifth shot is a bit of time that makes letzel. Don't make it so thick that rain can't get in it, because according to a bit of time, it's a psul. Now, is that a psul? The rice of the Rabbana. Prima Gunam said the Rabbana. Taz said the Rabbana. Prima Gunam said psul min atayra. Fits much better with the Taz. Because if it was just made with so thick, it only psul the rabbanon. But if it's chisaron of what Rakbash and Ganbach made so thick, that's taka pasul min atayra. It's elevated. Okay, that answers number what? 22. Let's go, guys. Number 23. Let's go, Tzimi, come on. You got a big game tonight, championship game. This is the anchor. This is the championship, okay? I was telling Tzimi before, he's like Wes Unseld. I was telling Wes Unseld. You guys knew Wes Unseld? Dr. Jazzy, you remember Dr. You don't remember Wes Unseld? Wes Unseld was a 6'7 center. He used to go against guys with 7'4. And he branded this notion of an outlet pass. He could throw the ball like this, like 94 feet. Benny, you're also the center too, right? Okay, let's go. Dicker. Okay, Dicker is, let's go. Okay, you see, when I played intramurals when I was your guy's age, we played five on five long. We didn't do the side to side. They told Simi told us 4-on-4, right? Side to side, you got to do 5-on-5.
Yeah,
should change that, guys. Okay, let's go.
I
tried to be. I tried to be. Okay, it could have been better. Could have been better. I didn't work hard enough, right? Let's go. You got to work hard and tire. Let's go. Okay, let's go. No, 23. No, I was. No, I was not. I was not. 23. What is the din of Beis Shar Chayav B'Mezuzah? Tazbir. Let's go. What's the din of a Beis Shar? You have a mansion. Someone has a mansion. And he has a guardhouse. So there's a Beis Shar Chayav and Mezuzah. So we had three shittas. Please get it. We had a steer in Gemara's. Interesting steer. Our Gemara seems to say, Halacha L'maisa, let it be like a Beis Shar Chayav and a Mezuzah. All the Rishonim asked, the Gemara says, in Yuma B'Feres, a Beis Shar's potter from Mezuzah. It's a steer, mamish. So we had three terutzim. Please get it. One terutz L'maisa is, very interesting. The way we said it was from the Rif. The teretz is a bias, beishar is patuach to a house, is chayav to a mezuzah. If the guardhouse is opening up to a house, you're chayav mezuzah. But if it's open to a garden, you're potter. So that's how you solve the steerah. Okay. If it opens into a house, you're chayav. The guardhouse opens into a garden, you're potter. One teretz. Second teretz was artoisvus. that midoraisa beishar is pater from a mezuzah, midorabana beishar is mechuyev. Okay. And then lastly, the third teretz we have from the Baal Mor, the Rivav, the Ashlom in the second shot, the Mir b'shem Agdolus, Shem Agdolus, Adersh, and Yesh before. So the third shot was the following. Beishar v'nachsedra, or a merpesis, a porch, or a chutz, or a pater from a mezuzah. A beishar of a bayis, are chayiv v'mezuzah. Okay? Beishar of a bayis is chayiv v'mezuzah. Everyone asks what's the difference between the third teretz and the first teretz, because the third teretz is mechalik between what? Types of porches, as opposed to a house. Not bring in a garden. Okay? So that's the third teretz. Fine. Please get that. If it opens up to a house, you're chayiv. If it opens to a porch or an achsedra, you are pater. Okay? We said, the Baal Hamor said that teretz. The Baal Hamor said that pshat l'mais. The Baal Hamor, we learned that shittas rivav, da shloma, the miri b'shem gedol ha'derish, and the yesh beforshim. What'd you say, Yosef? The second teretz was diraisi or patim and rabbani chayiv. No geographical answers, no architecture, okay? Just push up shot. No pun on words because you're architecture major, right? Okay, weiter. Let's go. That's number what? Number 23, number Torah Madin, right? That's 23, Torah 24. What's the din of Ganbach? Let's go, guys, straight up. What's the din of Ganbach? Ganbach is Kshayra. Says like that in Shulchan Aruch. And what it means is that a goy made it, a woman made it, right? A behemoth was made of behemoths. Not a behemoth made it, but it was consisted of the behemoth or the walls. What do you say? We said that also what?
The walls are behemoth. I think it was Meiri, and then we also said that you need the it's on behemoth.
You need a what?
Didn't we say that it was machlokes of whether the walls were behemoth or not?
Yeah, the walls are definitely the behemoth, Lamaisa. For that case, Lamaisa, right? Kavan is a sukkah atzuyu letzarech behemoth. No, it's a shelter for behemoth, Matthew. Very good. Yeah. Either it's a what, the behemoth uses as a wall, or it's a shelter for behemoth. Well said. Right. Excellent. What else? We had the Miri Lamaisa of that. Rashman, the Chuvas. Excellent. Okay, very good. What else is there?
Kusin.
Ganbach. And what else is what? Behemoth and then Kusin. All those dinner are kosher as long as it's what? A suyul itself. Now, what about Kusin? We said there's a machlokes all over Shas. Whether Geri Emes or Geri Arias. It goes as follows. They were scared by lions. The lions ran after them in the Navi, and they converted. If you hold Geri Arias saying the Geris is bad. If you hold Geri Emes saying, it's a machlokes Rashi Toisus. Either you learn like Rashi that even though they were scared into converting, it's still good. And Lomdus. And the Ma'an number hold Geri Arias says, not good. That's Rashi. And Yavamas Chavtal Bez. What does Toisus say? It's a historical machlokes. Did they reconvert again sincerely? If you hold Geri Arias saying they did not. If you hold Geri Emes saying they did. But what do we point out? Even according to the Mandar of Geri Emes, saying, what do we find them doing in Chulin Vavam and Aleph? The Amoraim found them bowing down to a Demus Yonah, an image of a dove. And therefore what? We declared them out of Klai Yisrael. Basin threw them out of Klai Yisrael. And Mafkir the Kedusha. The Chsam Sofer writes in Ilchos Tefillin that power and Basin they can throw out Kedusha Yisrael. Even though Afal Bishachati Yisraelu, Gemara and Sanhedrin and Gimel Amarav by Achan. However, Basin can throw out, if they have a collective power, they can throw out a group like the 10 lost tribes. Gemara in the last half, the first Pirkei Avos, that Zainim and Beis, the Beis throughout the Aseres HaShvatim, because they were bogdim. They were traitors, they did Avodah Zarah. So Beis can throw them out of Kedusha Yisrael. That's a different discussion, different topic. Okay. I don't recall.
They were self-hating.
Okay, I don't recall, I'm not sure. You have to show that to me. Okay, let's go. So the din of Ganbach is kosher, 24, 25. What's the din of Rakpash? Rakpash is kosher as well, as long as it's made litzel. What is it? Sukkos rowing. It's made of shepherds. Sukkos kayotzim. The guys who guard the tanim that are left out drive. Burganin are what sukkah they're made for what? The shomra here. Sukkos shomra peris, gardener of peris. And sukkah mikol makom is what? It's concluded to be sukkah cheskehilchasa. So Rakpash straight up is kosher as well. Okay. That's 25. 26. What's the machlokes you showing him how to read the Gemara? What's more mechudish? What's not more mechudish? The Gemara used the word alima. The Gemara said the word alima. Okay, let's get it, please. Rov Rishonim learn like this. Rov Rishonim say like this. Rov Rishonim say, we said that was Rashi, that was Rashi, the Ran, the Miri, Rimi, Lunil, the Rivavon, they all learn like this. Please get it. The Brisa likes to write what was more mistaber to be kosher. Okay? Basically, the way the Aruch Lanier puts it, it's called lozu afsu, which means halacha lemaisa, Okay? Therefore, the Brisa taught something that's more Pashut, and then afterwards it what? It wrote something, Mikol Makom, to tell me what was the bigger Chiddush. So therefore, it comes out Lamaisa like this. It comes out Lamaisa, the Brisa of Ganbach understood that Ganbach was more Pashut to be Kosher, because it's Kavua. Mashen Kein Rakbash. So the Chiddush is the Rakbash is also good. And the Brisa of Rakbash understood that Rakbash is more Pashut to be Kosher, because Bnei Chiyuva, and even include Ganbach. Okay? So how do you translate the word Alima?
Stronger,
if you learn like that. Excellent.
How is that a Raya? Because it's two different Brises. It's saying one said this, and the strong one said this.
No, that's the way Rav Rishonim read the Gemara. Alima meant strong. It's in the Derech of Lozu Apsu.
Oh,
we're building up the Bichiddish. Each price is different. And the Alima means stronger. But there was a pshat that we dug up. Remember who from who? Yesh Shapirshu in the Ritva, who said, Pum Fakir. What does the word Alima mean? We said harder. So what does it work? It works completely the opposite. Basically, based on Zu, Vein Zarech Lomer Zuktani. Basically, the Brisa wants to write what? That there's more Sibit Apostle. It says the bigger Chiddush first, and then the more Pasha one second. So plug it in. If you hold Ganbach, if the Brisa of Ganbach says Ganbach, there's more reason Apostle because Kavum Yosel, Letzel, Koyim Azashona. Right? And there was Doma Dedira. Therefore the chiddush, that's more pashut I would pasul. Kamash Malan, it's kosher. Whereas Ganbach is just Bnei Chiyuva, so no big deal, that would be okay. And the second Brice says Rakbash, there's more reason to pasul that because the Bnei Chiyuva what? There's more reason. Came in also some Bnei Chiyuva. Therefore it's Domino Keva more. Remember we said that Svara? It's Mamish like Keva Mamish. So Kamash Malan, it's still kosher. If Rakbash is kosher, how much more so what? Ganbach is going to be kosher. That was the Svara that we gave. Please get that. That was the Yesh Beforshim that we had. It's a very, very, very interesting Chiddush, Lamaisa, because he said, remember when we said that, Matthew? They're going to make it so stark that you're going to be chayvin mezuzah. Remember that? They're going to make it so stark, chayvin mezuzah. Kamashman, it's kosher. So if that's kosher, obviously, Allah is that Ganbach is going to be shared too. Please get that. Because that answers number what? 26. 27, guys. Let's go. We're working, Yehuda. Let's go. Number 27. What's the din of Tartar L'Reisa? So Tartal Reis, or Ronso actually, has Olshtiko Torah and Tartal Reis and the Gemara Ksubis Daftes, has a lot of different meanings. There's Sugi in Sanhedrin, a Tartal Reis, but there's a new meaning in Sukkah. This is a good Bechkiyas question.
Where do we see that?
Oh, that's why I want you to know it, and you remember it. Let's say you have a combo. You have a combo that's bad. What do I mean to say? The Bach says, what happens if you have combo of Ganbach and Rakbash? Amazing. In other words, you have a situation that a goy made a what? Made a rakbash. A shepherd's what? Shepherd's sukkah. You combine the negativity of both. What will be in the case of Tartal Reis? Yeah, so the Bach says it's ksheira. The Bach says, Lamaisa, that it's ksheira. And the Aruch Lanier says, what are you talking about? Smash from the Gemara's psula. Because it was ksheira, the Gemara should have said this Kiddush. Adam, please get it. Let's continue to focus. If the Gemara, the Bach says, if you have both negatives, it's ksheira. So the that's what the Bach says. The Aruch Lanier says the Gemara should have said it then. We have a cloud that you can, that Tosfos says later on a Chafayim and Beis and Sukkah. There we have two Chiddushim, and you want to combine the two. You need to say it. But what that's the sefer the Aruch Lanier wrote on Shas on the Gemara. What do you write in Halacha? Bikuri Yaakov. And in the Bikuri Yaakov, he actually sides like the Bach and says it's kosher. But in the Lamdas on the Masechta, he says it should be possible. The Gemara didn't say it.
That's
what Tartal Reis means. That's what Tartal Reis means in question of Sukkah. The three Sukkahs, Ksubas Daftes, Sanhedrin Daf of Gimel, and now Sukkah Daftes with what? With this Bach. Let's go. I had asked Ronso, I don't know why I didn't include this. Should have included in our Sukkah Daftes. And I said, I want to ask him. Lamaisa. I once gave him our Markham, he still remembers. He's such a Baki Bishas and in Lomdis. I once at his oldest son's bar mitzvah, we were dancing, and his son said, Ishtikol Tarat, the bar mitzvah, Iker and Tafel. So I told him, I said, Rebbe, there's a Yushalmi in the end of Pesachim that discusses Iker and Tafel regarding Birkas HaMitzvahs. There are four categories of brachas, Avad Ram says. Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas Nenin, Birkas Shevach Odom, Birkas Tefillah. So usually Iker and Tafel is about Birkas Nenin. But there's Yushalmi that talks about the bracha on Korban Pesach and the bracha on the Chagigah. So he still remembers to this day that I told, and he remembers when I told him. When we were dancing, I told him the Yushalmi, Lamaisa. Yushalmi that applies Iker and Tafel to Birkas HaMitzvahs. Okay, let's go. Number 28. How does Rashi Mazmur the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by Sukkah Yishana? Let's go straight up. Rashi says very beautifully. Rashi says, and Daf Tesim and Alf, Sukkah Yishon is Ksheira according to who? Beis Hillel. Sukkah Yishon is Psula according to Beis Shammai. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, if it was made 30 days before the Chag, Beis Shammai Pasels, Beis Hillel Makshers. If it was made L'Shem Chag in June, it's fine. No problem at all. It's fine, no problem. What happens if it's made within Tok Shloshim? What's the din? What happens if it's made Tok Shloshim? Everyone agrees it's Ksheira. Because Sholem Adorshim Tok Shloshim Yom of Sukkos. So therefore, even Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel, it's kosher. That's Rashi's take. That's number 28. Let's go. Number 29. How is the Radbaz in his first pshat, Masber the Mishnah? The Chuvas Radbaz, the great Goyin, all the Goyin Yisrael, the Messiah. Let's go. Okay, you ready? Oh, so the Radbaz says amazing. He says, Pum Fakir, if it was made earlier than 30 days, everyone agrees it's Psula. What's the Machloikis? When it was made within 30. Beis Shammai says it's Pusul Adam. Why? Because Stoma Lav Lishma. Stoma is Lav Lishma, he says. And Beis Hillel says within 30, it's good. Stoma is Lishma. Because we Paskin Sholim Yadorshim Tok Shloshim Yom. Beis Shammai Paskins, you don't have that. So therefore the Stoma is not Lishma. But Kodim Shloshim, everyone agrees it's Psula. Even Beis Hillel's Mode Beis Shammai is Psula. What happens made in June? L'shem Sukkos, everyone gives his Ksheira. Bini, you got that? So again, the first pshat of the Rabbaz is like this. The Machlokes is within 30. Stoma. Beis Shammai says bad because there's no din of Sholem Darshim. Beis Hillel says there is. Stoma's good. Right? What happens made Kodim Shloshim? Everyone agrees it's Psula. What happens made in June? L'shem Sukkos is fine. That answers number 29. 30. This is even more of a Kiddush, 30. The Rabbaz is second shot. Let's get it. He says the whole Machlokes is you made it on day 30. Dafka on day 30. It's a collector's item. How to read the Mishnah. If we were writing our own parish of Mishnahis, we would write three pshatim. If you make it Tok Shloshim, everyone agrees it's good. It's Ksheira. Because Beis Shammai, the stomach agrees, Beis Hillel, Shalom, and Dorshim. If you made it Kodim Shloshim, everyone agrees it's Psula. What's the Machlokes? Day 30. Is day 30 like it's within 30? Yes, Beis Hillel says it's Ksheira. Beis Shammai says day 30 is like it's before day 30, therefore it's Psula. Oh. The whole Machlokes is on day 30. Stam, day 30. Allah Almighty, everyone agrees if you made it what? If you made it from the beginning of the year with June, it's going to be Ksheira. It says in the Mishnah. Okay, that's 30. 31. What's the din of Sukkah Yishana? What is it going on, guys? What's it going on? Just the sack or even the walls? Machloikis. The Taz says, that's not absolutely correct, Avra. The Taz is the one who says, the Taz says it's totally on the Rambam and the Rush. The Taz writes, if you hold like who? The Taz says, if you hold like what? The Rambam, who says the Isra no applies not just the Schach, but also the walls. So the Sugya of Lishma also applies to the walls. But if you hold like the Rush, that their Isra of Schach is only limited to what? It's only limited to the Schach, then the din of Sukkah Yishon only applies to Schach and not the walls. Remember we had the whole discussion? Remember we had two Shittas. Even within the Rambam that says it applies to the walls, the Beis Yosef said, you remember that? We had a big machloikis. The Beis Yosef and the Taz said, when the Rambam, this is Tfanos, is only the Rabbanon. So the Raisa and the Schach. And then we had two Shittas within the what? Within the Rush. Remember the Rush said that, according to Beis Yosef, the Rush said there's not even an Isser at all on the walls. The Rabbanon. The Taz said at least it's the Rabbanon. Okay. Remember we had two machlokes within the Rush who says the Schach is only Usser. What does he hold about the Tfanos? So the Beis Yosef said he holds Mutter Legamri. Taz says, no, he holds the Rabbanon. And then the Rambam that says Isser now applies to what? Both the Schach and the Tfanos. Does he say that the Tfanos is the Rabbanon? That was the Beis Yosef and the Taz that said it was the Rabbanon. However, Lamaisa, it's Mashma that the Bach said, no. That I'd say the funnels is the Raisa, both on the Schach and on the walls for the Rambam. Okay, that answers number what? 31. 32, let's go. What does Yushalmi say on the din of Sukkah Yishana? Yushalmi says that you need to do something new. Even though Beis Hillel says Sukkah Yishana Shera, you need to do Mechadesh Bo Dover. Now, what does Mechadesh Bo Dover mean? So the three sheet is in Yushalmi. Chavraya says a tefach, Rabbi Yossi says kol shehu, and Lamaisa, the third shita said, the kol shehu has to run the whole width of the sukkah. So the Sfasema says that the shita, the second shita says it only has to run shiva tefachim. Does not have to run the whole thing. And the shita that says tefach doesn't have to run shiva tefachim. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what do we say? You either do tefach, or you do the whole width of the sukkah with a kol shu. And the Vilna Gaon says, the Shulchan Aruch learned there's no machlaikis. Shulchan Aruch learned that there's no machlaikis. Okay? So that's Lamaisa. That's what the Yushalmi says. That's 32 and 33. I just said, Kamat Tzarich L'chadish B'davar. But within 32, I want you to get, is this ma'akev or not? What do you say? We said, the Shulchan Aruch said it's ma'akev. Yes. It seemed to be the Shulchan Aruch says that it's taka ma'akev. It's an amazing thing. Based on the raw, the tour and the rush. However, what do we say? Mr. Brewer seems to say it's only the Chachila, like the Ron, the Ritf, and the Meiri. Magen Ram says only the Chachila. And some say it's not even a mitzvah ba'alma. Who was the third sheet of the Radbaz? What was the basis of saying it's not even a mitzvah? What was the basis that it's not even a mitzvah, Akiva? Because the Bavli never mentions L'chadish Bodover ever. So the Bavli is cholik on the Yushalmi. And therefore the third sheet says there's no concept. You don't even have to do it. We paskin, you should do it L'chachila. Shulchan Aruch seems to say even it's L'ikuva. I had a mechalikus with Rav Sobolovsky Shlita about this. I claimed that the Mechaber says L'ikuva. He said that, I started convincing him. I said that Mr. Bruce says L'chachila. Mr. Bruce says L'chachila, but the Poshim Shad and the Mechaber is that it's L'ikuva. So I started convincing him in the end. Okay. He said he'd think about it. But I think the way the Mechaber says it, it's L'ikuva if you're not Mechadish Boldover. Okay. All right, let's get it. Let's go. That answers number 32 and 33. 34. You with me now? Before 30 days, what does a man have to do L'sukkah? Ma Adam Sarek L'asos L'sukkah. You know what he's got to do? He's got to articulate it that in June he's making a lesukah. It's not enough to do a b'machshavas and the svasemis. You got to do it bepeh.
Rashi says it also.
The svasemis medayik from Rashi. No, didn't he say bepeh? Yeah. No, I don't think so. He said it by the karmic kistos bepeh. Rashi. Did he say it beferish? I don't know if Rashi said it beferish bepeh. That's how the svasemis interprets. No.
Maybe not.
No, he doesn't really. Does he say it beferish? Yeah, I don't know if he says it beferish. I know what you were thinking of. You were thinking the Rashi about Karmic Kistos on Dal and Manaf that he said it bepeh. Very good, Matthew. But the Sfasemis, see, Rashi just says you have to make it, Kodem Shlosh Yomim. He didn't say what you got to do. See the top Rashi? Maybe a little Piresh. Sfasemis said, maybe you can be Medaik in Rashi. Very good, it says a little Piresh. Sfasemis says you got to do it bepeh. It's not enough of Makshova. That answers number 34. 35. Let's go. Ephraim, please, let's focus. What is the din of Shalom and Dorshim Hilchos Achag Besukis? In the Gemara Psachim Lataf, Vavam and Aleph, there's a requirement to do 30 days, according to the Chum, and Rav Gamliel says 2 weeks. You have to study the din of a Pesach before. That's in the Gemara. Now, Tyson of Vodazar Hamanaf limits it only to Korban Pesach, to Hilchos Pesach, because Korban Pesach is numerous in dinim. However, there are many, many shittas that apply to all the chagim. In fact, Lamais, it's very interesting that the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Chav Tes limits the din of Shalom and Dorshim Shlosh Yom only to Pesach. Does not apply to Sukkos. And the bottom line is Rashi seems to be against this. Rashi, the Beis Yosef. Like the Tyson of Odazarahem and Bezin, I said. Tyson of Odazarahem says, nowadays we don't have a Korban Pesach, so why do you got to do it? He says, we can't uproot a Takana of the Bezin made, unless you're greater B'chachma of the Minyan. So therefore, the din sticks 30 days before Pesach. So first din, the Chalik HaMish Tabru, you got to start studying. But the Beis Yosef limits it to Pesach. So many Gedol HaChorim say, look at Rashi and Arsugya. He applies it to Sukkos. That's the whole basis of making it 30 days before. Many Gedol HaChorim say that Rashi is against the Beis Yosef. It's a Pella. The Marsha, the Bach, they all point this out. The Panim Iris. That Rashi in this sugya says beferish that it applies to sukkahs. The box says mitaminik. Why do you have to say mitaminik? Rashi says beferish. Remember, I point out the marsha to you in Megillah. Why is there no din of sholim dorshim yom for shofar and for yom kippur? Because shuv yomecha lefnei misasecha. There's a mitzvah shuv every day of your life. The shofar commemorates a spiritual alarm clock for tshuva. Yom kippur is tshuva. But we said that marsha is against the Rabbeinu Yonah because the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says there's a special mitzvah tshuva on yom kippur lefnei Hashem. To Taharu, which does not apply the whole year. So the Marsha is learning against the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says the same mitzvah tshuva throughout the whole year. So there's no din of Shalim Dorshim. You have it every day of your life. I may have asked him everyone, but Shuv Yomechlif Nehme Sasecha. Right, where's the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? I'll give you a hint. Where's the Gemara? I'm not going to give you a hint. Where's the Gemara in Shas that Yochanan, B'mei Mitzshiyah, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Yochanan Gadol went off the Derech at the age of 80. Where's the Gemara in Shas? Nope. Close. Brachas daf kof tesam and aleph. He went off the derech when he's 80 years old. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom mosecha.
The top or the bottom of the page?
The top. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom mosecha. Did you hear what I said? No, chas v'sholom. Shimon HaTzadik is a tzadik. Yochanan Kohen Gadol went off the derech. Not Shimon. Shimon HaTzadik. It's interesting. Someone asked me, my brother-in-law asked me, and I looked around, I couldn't find it. No one was masmer why he went off the derech. Doesn't say it anywhere. But he went off the derech. So we have to always work. You always rev it up. Rev it up. Adyamei Mesra. Okay, let's go. What number are we up to?
Wait, Rebbe, according to Tosos, it's only Korban Pesach?
Tosos and Avodah Zarah limits it only to, it gives the Sfarah why it's limited only to Pesach, because the din of Korban Pesach.
Pesach or Korban Pesach?
Korban Pesach.
Meaning not saying...
No, it includes all the other dinim also, but he says many of the dinim were because of Korban Pesach. He says nowadays we don't have it. Okay, he says you can't uproot it. Right. Look it up. Tosos and Avodah Zarah, Ham and Beis. What'd you say, the Eish Kodesh?
Yeah,
quickly.
And his diet, Sal, was there, is about an old guy in his community who, like, at like 80,
he writes this where in his Savah?
Sal, his diary.
Uh-huh, very good. Okay, good. I don't know if you guys have time over the break, but you know you should. We should talk about now because it's last year for the semester. I want you to convey schedules in the semester in your break. You should learn in the morning, evening. Play a lot of ball, no doubt. But you should have a schedule every day. You learn in the morning, learn in the evening. Play a lot of ball, relax. And also, I want to recommend. My wife got me out of the library. They just printed the autobiography of Rav Hirschsprung. They translated in English. They found. He had Yiddish. Rav Hirschsprung was a great, was a tzaddik, was a gadol hador, chief rabbi of Montreal. He knew Shas Baal Peh, literally. I know that. He was Masada Kedush for my brother. My brother married a girl from Montreal. I remember the chassid, he asked me what I'm learning. I said, Baal Mitzvah. He said, the whole daf, Mamish Baal Peh. Literally Baal Peh. I couldn't believe it. So he was fleeing the Nazis, and he wrote an autobiography, which is very unique. He wrote an autobiography at that time when he was fleeing.
In Yiddish.
In Yiddish, and they translate. It's called Veil of Tears.
Yeah, they censored some.
Veil of Tears. You should read. You should, guys should get it out. It's very, very moving. And he was mamish, like one of the Gedolei Hador. I recommend you guys get it out and read it. It's an unbelievable Musar. Okay. He's tremendous. Nazis were beating him. Friend, they were beating him to death.
I know.
He saw people killed in front of him. He mamish knew Shas Baal Peh. So I want you to. You should schedule your time, guys. During the break, don't just wake up, what am I going to do? Schedule it. I'm not saying every minute's got to be robotic. But you should schedule it, and ain't Kedusha B'li Achona. You have to have every day. Donnie, you have to have every day that has to go by without prayer.
What are we doing next semester if we want to, like, do
Bukiyas? You know what? We're definitely, Belina are going to do Lulav HaGazal. I think I want to do Chafei and Chavav first, though. I want to do Chafei and Chavav, and then we're going to go to Lulav HaGazal.
What's
okay?
That? What's on Chafei?
You know, Shluchim Mitzvah, Oskim Mitzvah, Mitztair, all those dinim. I want to do those dinim, then we'll go to Lulav HaGazal. Okay, let's go. What number are we up to?
36.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. That was 35, 36. What's the stira legavi atzei sukkah between the Gemara and Bay and the Gemara and Shabbos? Oh, amazing. The second Tosfos on the Dafter and Daftesvav had a big stira. The Gemara and Bay is mashma that you're not allowed to derive benefit from the schachas diaraisa. The Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Memhen of mashma derobanim. Stira. That's the stira, plain straight up, 36. Let's go. 37. Bay is the Araisa, Shabbos is the Rabbana. We went through the Gemaras very well, remember? I photocopied that Gemara in Bay for you.
Yep.
Okay? That's 36, okay? Keep it with me? 37, let's go. Okay? What are the three Teruts in the stira? Let's go. Number one. One answer we had was the following. We had two in the Tosis, but let's go. Tosis said by us, that in our, Tosa says by us, that the Gemara in Beya, it's also in our Gemara, is Mashmas D'Raisa. Okay, our Gemara and the Gemara in Beya was Mashmas D'Raisa. So our Gemara is talking about a case where the Sukkah is still standing. When the Sukkah is still standing, Nisa D'Raisa derive benefit from the Mishkach. But when the Sukkah falls down, Batlam Mitzvaso, and it's only Nisa D'Rabanan to derive benefit. On Sukkahs, it's us to derive benefit. That's the first Teretz. Second Teretz, let's go Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, he said, only the Shear up to what? Shiva Tvachim is a Kedusha, and it's a Nisi D'Raisa. Anything more than the Shir Heksha of a Sukkah, outside seven Tvachim by seven, that was only Nisi D'Rabbanan. That's the second Teretz. Third Teretz, the Ran, and the Ra, that it's a Nisi D'Raisa during Sukkahs. But Lamaisa and Shmini Atzeres, where Sukkahs is already finished, it's only Nisi D'Rabbanan because of Meshu Muksa. And then, I want you to get out, I didn't have you this, but add two more Teruts into this. Please get it. Third Teretz is that during Sukkot's proper, it's in Nisi D'Raisa. On Shmini Atzeres, when Sukkot's done, it's in Nisi D'Rabbanan. That was the Ran.
Okay.
Okay? But there's a fourth and fifth teretz I want you to get. I didn't give it to you. But please get it. The fourth and fifth teretz we said in Shir was the Miri. Remember? The Miri said on Sukkot it's the Raisa because it's Kedusha. Masha'en Kain, on Shabbos, and Masechah Shabbos is talking about the other Yom Tovim, like Shabbos or Pesach or Shavuos. There it's only Nisad the Rabbanim Mishum Muksa. Okay? It's an interesting teretz we said. And the last teretz, Lamaisa, we said from the Taz, you remember that? That when is it an Nisad Raisa on the Schach? It's talking about the Schach. But when it's an Nisad Rabbanim, it's talking about the what? The walls. Please get the fourth and fifth teretz too as well. I only gave you three. But I want you to know all five. Okay? Is you following me? Want to chazer all over? If the sukkah is still standing, it's derice. If it fell, it's still sukkah, it's derabanan. Second third is up to the sheer sukkah of shiva by shiva, it's derice. Outside shiva by shiva, it's only derabanan. What's the third third? What's the third third? Third third is what? On sukkah's property, derice, which means that's derabanan. Fourth third is on sukkah's derice, on Pesach, Shavuos, or Shabbos, it's only derabanan. And the last third is that on the schach, it's derice, on the walls, derabanan. Okay. That's 37, 38. What's the machlok Yishonim legabi? What the sheet of Rav legabi lishman sitzis? Oh. So the Gemara brings in lishman sitzis on Tesamin Alf. You remember that? Gemara brings in lishman sitzis. Let's get it. So the Gemara says, well, how much do you need? So Rav says these things that the strings that are on the beged you make in the sitzio. So the Gemara says in the name Rav, it's psula. Is it psula because of lishma? Or is it psula because of tasav lomina asui? Please get it. That's the machlokes I want you to get, okay? We said that Rashi clearly learns in our sugya that the kasha is that it's based on lishma. So for the kasha is both from Rav and Shmuel, because Shmuel said also from the sisin as well, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be psula. You remember that? The sisin was the ball of yarn. Yeah. So it also has to be done. So according to Rashi, it's the din of lishma, and the kasha is both from Rav and Shmuel. If there's a requirement of lishma, and since there's, why is there no requirement of lishma by sukkah? That was Rashi. But the Ritva said, I'm sorry. The Ritva said, I don't agree with you. Rav does not allow the strings around the beged because of a different principle called Tasa, Velo, Minasri. In fact, Tosafos Menachos quotes Rashi saying that. Rashi by us doesn't say that. Rashi by us doesn't say that. But Rashi is quoted by Tosafos Menachos that is a din of Tasa Minasri. So if that's the case, Matthew, who's the Gemara asking from? Not from Rav, but from who? From Shmuel. Because Minasisin is definitely based on the din of Lishma. The sugya here is lishma, not tassel limon asui. So if the basis of Rav is based on tassel limon asui, then the kasha from Shmuel. What'd you say, Avram? The Ritva, yes. So that's the machlokes I want you to get for number what? 38. But then we had another sheet of 39. What's the sheet of the gonim, the gabli shma, and sitzis, and how do we learn the Gemara? So the gonim have a different take completely. What did the word kotsim mean? From the flocks, from the sheep, that there were thorns in there. They got caught in the thistles. It's unbelievable. And what do we say Neiman was? The big wool made from sheep or goats. And what does grudim mean? The ones that stick out of the scissors. So what's the whole psul over there? What's the psul over there, Ephraim? Based on a new din called psil. Psil min knaf. It has to be something that a beged, it's got to be chashav material. Not stuff that was made from thistles that got stuck in the thistles. It's a din in sitzis. You need min knaf. So if it's a din of min knaf, so why is the Gemara bringing in Rav at all? In a Hanami, just bring in Rav and Shmuel because they were presented together. But the Kashuk Gemara from Shmuel that learns Lishma. The Kashuk Gemara from the din of Shmuel. So the Kashuk according to the Ritva and the Gonim is from Shmuel, not from Rav, because Rav is based on this new din of Min Knaf. That's made from the part of what? The part of a beged. It's like Bizui. Beis Yosef says like Bizui Mitzvah, but they are saying it's like a din of Min Knaf. It's a din of Min Knaf. Okay, fine. You got this?
Yeah.
Okay, that answers number what? According to the Ritva and the Gonim, the kash is only from Shmuel. Shmuel, when he said Mitzvah, definitely from Lishma. But I want you to get this new theory of the Gonim. Either it's what min knaf. Beis Yosef says it's based on the Bizui Mitzvah. It's not Bekovetic. You make your tzitzit out of wool that got stuck in the goat. Did I ever tell you the story of the goat? One time I was in Eretz Yisrael for why you saying Shiudim. And I was saying Shir Nor Yishalayim. And that, you know, it's a very beautiful moshav there. So I left my tefillin, Lamaisa. I left my tefillin, my suitcase near a goat. And the goat almost came and ate it. I'm not kidding you. He almost came and ate it. Baruch Hashem, I quickly grabbed it away. Okay, let's go. That answers number one. That was number. That what number is this?
That was
39. That was 39. 40, guys. Let's go. What's yes? Quickly. No. Let's go. Let's go. It'll be at 12:45. Let's go. There's no traffic, Leonard. Let's go. What's the din of Tzitzis Gzula? Let's go, guys. What's the din of Tzitzis Gzula? The Gemara says it's not good. On the last line of Daf Tesim and Alf. Excellent. Tzitzis Gzula is puzzle, but we had a discussion. I want you to get this. The Sfasema says, what about Tchelis? Stolen Tchelis. How do I know that's bad? How do we know that stolen Tchelis is puzzle? Because it says Vasu Lahem. It's not talking about Psil Tchelis. Right? So we said Lamaisa that it says afterwards, it says V'nasnu al Tzitzis Akanaf P'til Tchelis. So he says Lachem et Tchelis, you learn from a Hekesh to Lovin. To Lovin. So the Hekesh to Lovin, that was the teretz that we said, Lamaisa. That's one teretz that we said from the Sfas Emes. There's a Hekesh between what? Lovin and Tchelis. But we said another teretz from the Imri Emes. Wasn't Imri Emes the son of the Sfas Emes?
Yeah.
The Imri Emes says it's V'haya Lachem Litzitzis right afterwards. That's talking about every part of the Tzitzis, Yehuda. Both the Lovin and the Tchelis. Yehuda, you got this? How do you know you can't have stolen Tchelis? The Gemara said the Litzitzio can't be stolen Lachem. But what about the Tchelis? So either there's a Hekesh to Tchelis to Lovin, or it's V'haya Lachem Litzitzis going on the whole thing. Okay, that answers number what? 40. 41. What's the din of building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Please get it. Are you allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? So Rebbe Elazar says you're not allowed to. We don't pasuk like Rebbe Elazar. Why does Rebbe Elazar say you're not allowed to? The Yerushalmi says it's a knas, because the guy was lazy. That's only if he did it b'mezid. But the Bavli's mashman, no matter what, whether it's b'mezid or shogi, can never build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. According to Rebbe Elazar, we don't hold like Rebbe Elazar. We hold like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say that you can build a what? A sukkah on Chol HaMoed, however, with a caveat. Please get this. The Maamar Mordechai says you cannot build a sukkah mamish on Chol HaMoed, because bone is one of the malachas of the Asur Chol HaMoed. That's Davka Lamaisa. If you have already built up, you could put schach on it. That's fine. That's an all aroy. But to build it from scratch, even we would say it's Asur. Only if you have the walls up already. And the Bir Halacha says no. The Bir Halacha, Holy Chofetz Chaim says, he gets the Holy Maamar Mordechai, says you can build it lock, stock, and barrel from new. The Bir Halacha writes, Beferish, Mutter to build a sukkah Chol HaMoed. Lomais, because it's a tzorach mitzvah, can build it all the way from new, no problem at all. Okay, that answers 41. 42. What's the stirin ula, and what's the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam? You remember we had a stirin ula. What was the stirin ula? The Taisus about mitzvah baba aveira. We had a stirin ula. What's the stirin ula? Ula says that if you steal a korban and you offer the korban, you're not konan. Because of what? Yeush kedi. What's kedi mean?
It's enough.
Alone. Yeah. Yeush alone is not Kona. And therefore, what? If you stole a korban and offered it, you don't get a kapara. That's Ula where? That's Ula and Meseches what? Meseches Gittin. But there's an Ula and Meseches Baba Kama that says if you steal the hides of a balabayas in your Agana for a Gazlan, so it comes out, Ula says, the whole machlokes is we don't know if there's Yeush. If there's Yeush, please get this, if there's Yeush, then we assume it's good. We assume Yeush Bechdi is Kona, and therefore if we know your Yeush, then Kuli Alma, he can what? He can. It's considered to be good. So what's the Machloikas Reb Shimon in the Rabbanan? Let's say you steal some hides from someone, okay? So the Rabbanan say the Nigzal is not Mesiyash. Why is the Nigzal not Mesiyash? Because it was stolen overtly. He knows who did it. He'll get it back. Okay? And therefore what? Therefore, the Gazlan cannot be koveya through a machshava that it's oros. Remember, we said in order to make mekabel tuma, you have to be machshavit in your mind to make it like a kli. But by a ganav doesn't know stolen, he's going to give up. Yeush. Go the other way. What does Reb Shimon say? Fakir. He says, what? By a ganav, he's not miyash because he says, maybe I'll find him. The Gazlan's a mafia guy. He doesn't want to see him ever again in his life. So he gave up hope. So there's a big machleik is ganav or gneva, ganav or gzeil. Remember, we said ganav is overt, ganav is covert. Therefore, I intest and Bez Hashem punish you with kefil. Because you're more scared of man than Hashem. Zayla is no, you're not putting man over Hashem, so therefore there's no din kefil. But that's all in situations where you don't know there's Yeush. But if you know there's Yeush, it's good. So in Baba, in Gittin, he says Yeush Kedi is low Kona, and in Baba Kama, says Yeush Kedi is Kona. Stir in Ula. What was the territory of Inatam? This is all 42. What's the territory of Inatam?
No, this is 43.
Oh, no. 42. What's the territory of Inatam? That really holds Yeush Bikdi is what?
Kona.
Oh. Yehush Kadi is considered to be what? What is the answer, Rabbeinu Tam? Yehush Bichdi, Halach Lamais, is what?
Works.
Is what?
Kona.
No, he holds Yehush Bichdi is Kona, correct? But the problem is Mitzvah Baba Averis D'Oraisa. Despite the fact Yehush Bichdi is Kona, but the Korban is not good because of Mitzvah Baba Averis. So you see, according to Rabbeinu Tam, against our collector's item of Tais, which we learned yesterday, the Mitzvah Baba Averis is a Din D'Oraisa, not a Psul D'Rabbanan. Yehush Bichdi is Kona, it really should be mine. However, since the Avera enabled me to do the mitzvah Baba Averis D'Oraisa.
What's the lashon of the Ula where he says it doesn't work by the Korban? Because does he
doesn't say Mitzvah Baba Averis. You're reading into the Gemara.
Does he say Yehush
Bichdi? No, no, no.
Does he say Yehush?
Yeah, that's the problem that Tysus has.
Yeah.
Okay? We'll get to 43. Well, what's the teretz of Tysus?
What was the Shina Hashem aspect?
We didn't get to it. We'll get to that. There was no Shina Hashem. We're talking Yehush alone works. It's a question whether Yehush alone works. We're going to get to it now, Ben. Okay? But Tysus doesn't like the Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Why not? Because the Gemara uses a Lashon and Tosus holds Mitzvah Baba Averis D'Rabbanan, but he says the Gemara used a Lashon, Yehush Kedi is Lo Kona. Ula said it beferish in Gittin. So how do you ignore that? That was Tysus' tain on Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, Tysus gives a different teretz completely. And what is the teretz? Goes like this. Yehush alone is not Kona. So why in Baba Kama does it work? Exactly what Bini said. It works because there's a Yehush and the Shinui Shem. When you're Makdish the object, when you declare Lamaisa, when you declare the hide is Shinui Hashem, and therefore, the Shinui Hashem is you decided to make it into a rug, it's a Shinui Hashem, they're not, you're Makdish it, therefore Yehush and Shinui Hashem works. So why does it work by the Korban? Because there's a special din korbono. It's got to be yours before you're makdish it. We don't say that Yehush and Shinui Hashem should work together. That should allow the Hakdasha to work. Halacha lemaisa. There's a special din korban. And therefore, even though what? Even though halacha lemaisa, the hektish is chal, but it's not your korban. The korban will not be good because of korbono. It's not chazi la'krov, it has to be korbono b'shasa makdish. The hektish will work, even though you can't be makdish, it's not yours. But here Yehush and Shinui Hashem work together. But it won't be good for the korban. So that was Tysus Teretz himself, 43. 44. What's the din of Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan? Give the Pratim. So what do we say? What do we say about Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan? Please get it. Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilan is Psula. However, let's get the details. Please get it. Says the Bikuri Yaakov, that's only when the tree's above it. If the tree's on the side of Ephraim, please. If the tree's on the side, it's good. If the tree's on the side, it's good, like Ashros Kanai. That's number one detail. Number two, the Sefer Gape Eish said it's mutar lecharchila to make it under a tree if what? If there's more sunlight and shade coming from the tree, that means the trees are nothing. You can even make it lecharchila, we said. Halacha lemaisa. Plus the fact, we said, if the schach was there before it was planted, it's also kosher. Because why? It's only if the tree was there before is it a problem. Please get these details. That's the third detail. And the fourth detail, Halacha Lemaisa, the Ran said Osa Sukkaso, it doesn't say Osa Sukkah. He wanted to tell you that what? That the Sukkah is Mesukhecha Kilsa, the Silsa Merubi Mechamas, even without Anfei Ha'ilin. Halacha Lemaisa. Even without Anfei Ha'ilin, it's considered to be good. The Ran's Medaik Osa Sukkaso, doesn't say Osa Sukkah. To tell me that the Sukkah is Ksheira Karoi, the sukkah is mesuchachas kilchasa and silsim rubach masa without the anfei ilan. Everything is good halacha maisa in that sense. Okay, yeah. The details are the following. Number one is if the tree's on the side, it's kosher. It's only when it's above it. Number two is that if the tree is what chamsim rumisilasi, you can even make it a chachil under it. Number three is if it was planted, if the tree's there before, it's a problem. The sukkah's there before, it's not a problem. Okay. And then we're also saying, Allah Almighty, Osa Sukkaso, Takas Ilan, meaning it didn't say Osa Sukkah. It made the Sukkah was Ksheira Karoi, it was Mesuchachas Kilchasa, and Silsam Rumi Hamasa, even without Anfea Ilan. It's considered to be good in that case. And we said, Allah Almighty, that the Svasemis was Medayek, that the Lashon of the Mishnah is that which is more Possit, which is more Possit than it's Possit, Takas Abayas or Takas Ilan? Takas Abayas, because it says, Osa Takas Kilu, Osa Takas Abayas. So he says that was considered, that was the Chiddush, Halacha Lemaisa, and we assume that what you need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Pasul, Tachas Ha'ilan, Tachas Abayis. Mish is talking about a case you made the Sukkah in the house without walls, you just made Shach on top of the Gag, and in that case it's definitely more Pasuk than what Sukkah is Tachas Ha'ilan, Halacha Lemaisa. Okay, that answers number 44. Let's go, guys. 45. What are the four pshatim of chavtan? I gave it the first day of Chazar. Remember we had that shita of the Rav Yah? Adam, let's get that. There is a shita that says, if you are directly under the branches, ziyeshorim shukharach, that you're psulim. You cannot sit literally under branches. That's what the Rav Yah said. We said from the first day in the Mechavetz, Mashu that it's mutter, yeshorim, yeshorim. Remember that? We said the pashup shot in the sugya is like what? It's like that daya. No? The pashup shot in that sugya is like that daya. Why is it like that daya? Because if the tree has more sun than the shade, it's like the trees are nothing. So even though you're directly sitting under a tree, it shouldn't be a problem. The Yeshomrim said it was a problem. That was the Rav Yah, who said it was 2 days of Shukran, it should be Machmer. Yeshomrim, go like the Yeshomrim. Stam Yeshomrim, you go like the what? Like the Stam, correct? Okay, let's go. Wait. What are the four Pshatim of Chavtan?
Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim, you go by the Yeshomrim.
Second Yeshomrim. Second Yeshomrim. Stam Yeshomrim, you go like the Stam. Okay, what are the four Pshatim of Chavtan? Rashi says you lower it. Lower it together, you mix it together. Then it's Ksheir, even though some of it is Mechuber. Second Pshat? Second shot is the Ritva. The Ritva and the Balamor. They say you hit it until the leaves fall off. And there's two Mahachim within that. Some say you did it until what? Rov of the Alan fall off. And therefore the Elon, the Tzel Elon is nothing. And some say you shake off some of the Elon and it works because I don't want it. Shows I don't want it.
That's from the Eerie, right?
Yeah, there's two Pshatim within that Pshat. 2A and 2B, we said. 2A and 2B. What's 3? Cuts it, son. The Rambam says you cut it off. Rambam, the Perish Mishnayos. And then the last one, the fourth one, is the Ravid. The Ravid says what?
Separate
them from the Schach Kosher. Correct. Excellent. Four Pshatim of Choftan is 40. That's 45, 46. How does Bittul Barov work here? How can you do Bittul Barov? Choftan. Ein Mavad L'Nisil Chachilim. You're not allowed to Mavad L'Nisil Chachilim. Great Kasha. All the Rishonim are Balad Kasha. Mechubar is not Shaykh Bittul. It's a Mishnah Norla, we said. The Issus is Nikar. It's not a taruvus. Plus the fact you're not allowed to do this lechachilu. Even by Surin, what was the teretz? We said like this. The Miri said, we don't not kapiri surim. We don't, where you get hana. Here you're not getting any hana. It's a mitzvah. It's a lot lenis to you. Aim of alis lechachilu is only when you get hana. There's no hana here. The mail, you go back to the Dindi Raisa, it's Bata Barov. Okay? The second teretz we said was, that only by Isurim do we say Im of Atlan and Sechachila. But here's a mitzvah.
We said the second one.
Second teretz we said Lamaisa. Second teretz was the Taz. Third teretz we said was the Ran. Really, you don't need Rov. 50-50 is good. So it's just like a backup thing. So it's like a backup thing, so we allow the Mavatlan and Chachila. But really, what? Really, it's half and half. That was what the Ran said. It's not really a Bittul. Because as long as you have 50-50, it's fine, we said. And that's exactly where the Ran's coming from. The Ran gives that beautiful teretz, Lamaisa. It's not really, it's not classical bittul, because Lamaisa, it's half and half is good, the Ran said. It's not really bittul. You don't need bittul here. If it's chetzi schach kosher, it's sukkah shcherer, because you mix it together with the psul, so you might the cheshivas of the schach kosher. So you need to come back to a rov. So when you come back to this like backup rov, then in the chanami you can bevat the list of the chachila, because the bottom line is the backup rov gets you to 50-50 again, so it's not a real bittul. So that's what we said from Shat and the Ran. Remember we said, this Ravid in his Sefer called what? Isser Mashahu. That's the name of the Sefer. He claimed that it was innocent of Yeraisa. But we accept Rov Rishon, that's only the Rabbanan, Eim Avat Linesil Chachila. Okay, that's 46, 47. What's the din of Chavit Rami? And why do we say it here? Sukkah Takasukkah. Chavit Rami is you have two layers, and you pancake it together. It's Allah Moshe Mesinai. Pancake it. Waffle it. However you want to say it. Okay? Halacha l'moshe mesinai, or blintz it. Correct.
Blintz it.
Okay?
Blintz it.
So why don't you say it by sukkah tachas sukkah? Why don't you combine the two layers and make the sukkah ksheira? Who asked that kasha? Toysus asked this kasha on the top of Yudam and Aleph. Why don't you say chavit rami? So the way the Maharam interprets the Toysus.
Is this 48 or is
this? This is 40, 47. Okay? This is 47. Why do we say Chavit Rami? So Tosfos says Lo Shayach Kan. He doesn't say why. Remember we said it's screaming for a Hesber. So the Maharam says like this. Only when there's space do you say Chavit Rami. Here in the Sukkah Sholem. You can't pancake things when there's space where you can put it perfect like Legos and fit them in, that's fine. But if it's a Sukkah Sholem, you can't do that. That's what the pshat of the Maharam is. The Aruch Lanier says, you only say Chavit Rami when there's Avir B'tachtayna. It's a very similar answer. We could say it falls in and locks together. Mashekin our sugya, it's not mechuba keneged the over the sach tachton. So it's a very similar answer. Okay? All right, that's 47. 48. What's the machlech Rashi does Shim Rabbeinu Tam? The gabi schach lamailam yeshimama. Schach above 20 amas. Is it ksheir or psula? What's the din? Right. Not yotze. But Rashi and Tosfos say it's schach posel. Rabbeinu Tam says it is not called schach posel. It is not called schach posel. Rabbeinu Yeshaya said it was like Rashi Tosfos, it was like metal.
Who said Rashi was chozer?
The Rav Yoh said that Rashi was chozerbol. Okay? The Rav Yoh said that Rashi was chozerbol. Okay? Halacha Lamaisa. However, Lamaisa, most of the Rishonim said that Rashi stuck with his guns, and he said that schach lamal yeshim is not schach posel. That's 47. That was 48. 49. What's the machlokes Rishonim within Rabbeinu Tam? Interesting machlokes. Yes. Very good, Matthew. Machlokes Ritva Rabbeinu Yerucham. Akiva. Schach lamal yeshim is definitely not posel. But let's say you needed it to be a contributor to make more tzilsim rumi chamasa for the bottom sukkah. Can it contribute or not? Rabbi Yerucham says it can. And the Ritva says no way. It's not puzzle, but it cannot be contribute to be machsher. But the Rabbi Yerucham said a tremendous kiddush. Not only is it not puzzle, it can be machsher as well. That's 49. 50. How do we learn the three dinim from two drashas? Legavi sukkah tacha sukkah. That was a kasha of the Gedolei Achronim. Halacha lemaisa. How do you learn three dinim from two psukim? Sukkah tachas sukkah, sukkah tachas abaya, sukkah tachas ilan. There's only two halachas. So that's a very, very what? Very strong kasha. How do you learn this? They asked this kasha. How could it be? So it could very well be that what you could answer the following. Okay, this is what I want you to get, lemaisa. I mean, it's a very strong kasha when you think about it. You got three halachas that come from what? That come from two drushes. So the way you give the answer is as follows. It's possible to suggest, Lamaisa, that it's really, really only two halachas. And the way it runs is like this. Who asked this kasha? The Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer asked this kasha. They want to say, halacha Lamaisa, okay? They want to say that Elon and Bias are not kosher schach, so therefore that's one din, and then sukkah tachas sukkah is a separate din. So therefore, they're really what? They're just two manifestations of the same halacha, so it does require its own drasha. We just pointed out that the Baal Itter writes that sukkah tachas Elon tachas Bias is not possible because you're schachim. It's possible because you're in sell schach possible. That was what we said from the drasha of the Baal Itter, and. The Gemara that says that you learn it out, sukkah tachas sukkah of Ptucha Bayis, can answer based on the Marasho, the Nikar Drasha, sukkah tachas sukkah, and the Brisa just brings in tachas ilon tachas abayis, derech agav. Okay? So we see Beferis, the Maisi, can give that. That's the answer we wanted to give. Then answer number 50. And 51. What are the four din of Reb Yirmiya? Let's get it. What are the four din of Reb Yirmiya? Four din of Reb Yirmiya are as follows. Please get it. What's the case when they're both kosher? The case of both kosher is as follows. Tachtona chamsa merubin tzilasa. The alyona is tzilsa merubin chamasa. And the alyona is toch esrim. So why is it both kshayrik? Tachtona is kshayrik because what? It uses the schach alyona. And you know, pasal based on sukkah tachasukkah because why? It itself is nothing. It's more sunlight than shade. Fine, that's the first case. What's the case of the other polar and both are psulos? When the bottom one is what? Both of them are tzilsim rim chamasa, and the alyon is lamalim yesrim. So if the lamal is lamalim yesrim, so we know that the tachton is psula because why? Because of sukkah tachasukkah, the alyon is psula because it's higher than 20. Third case now. What's the case when tachton is ksher and the alyon is psula?
Chiddush case.
Oh, so the chiddush case. So the tachton is tzilsim rim chamasa, the alyon is chamsa merubim mitzilasa, but it's in its toch esrim. So therefore, that's why the tachton is kshera. Well, one second. Why is the tachton kshera? The tachton is kshera. Why?
Because the top's like nothing.
Tachton is kshera because why? Because we said that what? Because the alyona is chamsa rumi chamasa. It's not considered sukkah to pass the tachton. And the sukkah alyona is psula because why? Chamsa rumi chamasa. It's not properly done. But if the alyona would be omid lesrim amma, what do we say? It would be pasul as well. It would pasul what? The tachtoina, because it's contributing. So we had a girsa. Rashi said that it's tarvayu b'tosh esru. Tosfos said the what? What did the Rabbeinu Tam say? He had a different girsa. The tachtona is b'tosh esru, but the elyon is above. So on the third case, we had a machlekes. Rashi tells you what the girsa was. And then number four, Yehuda, let's get it. Number four, the last one, is Sukkah Elyon. What's Sukkah Elyon? Sukkah Elyon is Ksher and Takton is Psula. What's the case? Both of them are Tilsim Rim Chamasin and their Elyon is Tok Esrim. So plug it in. The Takton is Psula because Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. Why is Elyon Ksher? Because it's less than 20 Amos. And it's what? It's Tilsim Rim Chamasin, so it fits good. So that's the case where we said it was Taka Kosher, Halacha Lamaisa. And we had the whole discussion, Rashi Taisus, right? The Chiddush was in the third case, but Rabbeinu Thomas Bali could have learned it out from the first case. Rashi said no, because there's a big difference between a contributor and not a contributor. You're only going to lead to it. It's Lamal Nesheyamama. You're not going to lead to a contributor. That was the way you read it. It's going to lead you to what? Be higher than Nesheyamama. Okay, let's close something from the Parsha. Now, everyone, please be on time tomorrow, okay? Please be on time tomorrow. I think there's one slot that's open. Is someone not... Someone has not put it on. Okay.
Can I take a picture?
No. You could afterwards. Let's get the Parsha. Right. Okay. Adam, yeah, you're right in. Okay. Let's get something from the Parsha. Please, daven mincha b'minyan, and on time. Please, I don't want to have to wait tomorrow. Everyone should be on time. Okay. Be ready. You chazer the best of your ability. You can call me tonight with questions as much as you want. I want you to work hard. Whose pencil is this? It's not mine.
Where the
Bechina's? The Bechina's in my office. Office is in Gluck, 5th floor, 512. 512 is the office, okay? All right. Parshas Vayechi, we have a Messiah, the Gemara in Titus, and it's Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov Avinu never died. Why did he never die? He did die. The answer is the following. He left a legacy. He was the Bechir Shabavis, and he left a legacy because he didn't live for himself. One of the major themes of the Rav Zatzal, many of his drushes were Mesorah. You don't live for yourself. You live to pass on what you glean from your Rebbeim and your parents to your kids. Atziruf L'dairus. The Rav was very worried when he came to America. He said, the Rebbeim need to make the characters of Tanakh alive. Not just historical figures. You have to pass on a Mesorah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. I mean, from Sinai. The Anova. Sinai was the smallest mountain. He chapped it. Should say Bis-Sinai. It says Mi-Sinai. And how do you keep the Mesorah? You have many Talmidim. Ma'amidim Talmidim Harbe. Yosef Shiaglator, you make Zeres, so people don't are all over of Eres, Muksa, Yichud. And you also have a Matunim Bedin. So I'm going to ask you a question. You think about it. Have a Matunim Bedin. It's a tremendous, tremendous job and mandate, this notion of the Mesorah. And you got to keep it strong. So I want to stress to you during the intercession, as I said, you got to be kovei itim. You know, that's the first question or second question you ask when you go to Shamayim. Kovei itim. It's also asked to you in your intercession. I don't care where you are. Kovei itim in the morning and the evening. You dive in a minyan three times a day. Make sure you go to minyan three times a day. You don't miss a day. You need to have the ritzifus. To strengthen yourself, you come back next semester, you're strong. During finals also, don't let a day go without learning. If you don't have much time, then learn right after davening. Don't let a day go without it. And we have to chazer over the Midah of Emes we talked about. Chazer Shalom, no cheating. Chmono Litzlan. Chazek the Chaverim. You have to make sure that you're not involved in that at all, none whatsoever. And you're involved in Midas Toivus. You try to help your Chaverim in the studying. Don't be a guy that hides out that no one bothers you. I understand you need to balance it. If it's going to hurt you, okay. You help, and then you need the time for yourself. But you act, do everything with mindfulness. It's all in the cup. Remember we said that from Rav Gorelick Zatzal? It's all in the cup. Let the cup guide your decisions. And do it as a ben Torah. Every Talmud Chacham is Tocha Kabaro is a Talmud Chacham. If you're not Tocha Kabaro, you're not a Talmud Chacham. Okay, I'll see everyone tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Don't forget Mincha B'Minyan, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Bechina. Okay. Yes, we have everyone signed up. Okay, great. Everyone have a good day. I gotta run to the Psaic to speak. Yeah.